Today is the sixth day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we gather around the global campfire and move forward together. In the Old Testament, we have spent some time in the book of Job and then in the book of Ecclesiastes, so wisdom literature, but very, very particular, dealing with some of the more darker, difficult topics that we face as human beings. But this leads us to some brand new territory, unlike any other territory that we've been in the Bible so far. And this territory is known as the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon. And this is pretty short. We will read it over the course of the next couple of days, but it is poetry, and it's potent poetry, beautiful poetry that on the face of it deals with human sexuality. And it's a poem, and so it's poetry, and so poetry is full of metaphor and allegory, and so this book, The Song of Solomon, has been looked at a number of ways, which is totally fine. It's poetry. We look through a certain lens when we understand what the genre is, what we're reading. But we also need to take it at face value and understand that human sexuality and the joy of covenantal marital relationship is important. Important enough that we find it here in the middle of the Bible. That is literally what we will read in the poem. A passionate consummation of love between a man and a woman who are lovesick and cannot get enough of each other. And it stands on its own for that sake. Ancient Jewish tradition as well as Christian tradition has allegorical views of this poetry. So like from an ancient Jewish perspective, it's the story of God revealing how passionate he is and how passionately he loves his children who are the Hebrew people. And that is totally supportable in the scriptures. In the Christian tradition, it's like an allegorical look at Christ's, Jesus' passionate love for his church, his bride, and a foreshadowing of his desire for her. And we're in one of these situations where we're dealing with poetry. And so it can speak to us in any of these ways. We can look at it through any of these lenses, and all of these interpretations can be true. And so as we read through this, just invite the Holy Spirit to allow you to see what you need to see and consider what you need to consider and hear what you need to hear. I love it when we get to this point in the year because it's an opportunity for me to invite my wife, Jill, to join us here, because Song of Solomon is largely poetry between a man and a woman, her friends and his friends, sort of a male and female voice in the poetry. And so we will read through this together. And so let's dive in together and enjoy the Song of Songs. Today, chapters 1 through 4. The Most Beautiful Song of Solomon.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Your expressions of love are better than wine, better than the fragrance of cologne. Cologne should be named after you. No wonder the young women love you. Take me with you. Let's run away. The king has brought me into his private rooms. We will celebrate and rejoice with you. We will praise your expressions of love more than wine. How right it is that the young women love you. Young women of Jerusalem, I am dark and lovely, like Kedar's tents, like Solomon's curtains. Stop staring at me because I am so dark. The sun has tanned me. My brothers were angry with me. They made me the caretaker of the vineyards. I have not even taken care of my own vineyard. Please tell me, you whom I love, where do you graze your flock? Where does your flock lie down at noon? Tell me, or I will be considered a prostitute wandering among the flocks of your companions. If you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the flocks and graze your young goats near the shepherd's tents.
My true love, I compare you to a mare among Pharaoh's stallions. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments, your neck with strings of pearls.
We will make gold ornaments with silver beads for you. While the king is at his table, my perfume fills the air with its fragrance. My beloved is a pouch of myrrh that lies at night between my breasts. My beloved is a bouquet of henna flowers in the vineyards of En-Gedi.
Look at you. You are beautiful, my true love. Look at you. You are so beautiful. Your eyes are like doves.
Look at you. You are handsome, my beloved, so pleasing to me. The leaf-scattered ground will be our couch. The cedars will be the walls of our house. The cypress trees will be our rafters. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily growing in the valleys.
Like a lily among thorns, so is my true love among the young women.
Like an apple tree among the trees in the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. I want to sit in his shadow. His fruit tastes sweet to me. He leads me into a banquet room and looks at me with love. Strengthen me with raisins and refresh me with apples because I am weak from love. His left hand is under my head. His right hand caresses me. Young women of Jerusalem, swear to me by the gazelles or by the does in the field that you will not awaken love or arouse love before its proper time. I hear my beloved's voice. Look, here he comes, sprinting over the mountains, racing over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, peeking through the window, looking through the lattice. My beloved said to me, get up, my true love, my beautiful one, and come with me. Look, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. Blossoms appear in the land. The time of the songbird has arrived. The cooing of the morning dove is heard in our land. The green figs ripen. The grapevines bloom and give off a fragrance. Get up, my true love, my beautiful one, and come with me. My dove, in the hiding places of the rocky crevices and the secret places of the cliffs, let me see your figure and hear your voice. Your voice is sweet and your figure is lovely. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that ruin vineyards. Our vineyards are blooming. My beloved is mine and I am his. He is the one who grazes his flock among the lilies. When the day brings a cooling breeze and the shadows flee, turn around, my beloved. Run like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains that separate us. Night after night on my bed, I looked for the one I love. I looked for him, but did not find him. I will get up now and roam around the city, in the streets, and in the squares. I will look for the one I love. I looked for him, but did not find him. The watchmen making their rounds in the city found me. I asked, have you seen the one I love? I had just left them when I found the one I love. I held on to him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, into the bedroom of the one who conceived me. Young women of Jerusalem, swear to me by the gazelles or by the does in the field that you will not awaken love or arouse love before its proper time. Who is this young woman coming up from the wilderness like clouds of smoke? She is perfumed with myrrh and incense made from the merchant's scented powders. Look, Solomon's sedan chair, 60 soldiers from the army of Israel surround it. All of them are skilled in using swords, experienced in combat. Each one has his sword at his side and guards against the terrors of the night. King Solomon had a carriage made for himself from the wood of Lebanon. He had its posts made of silver, its top out of gold, its seat out of purple fabric. Its inside, with inlaid scenes of love, was made by the young women of Jerusalem. Young woman of Zion, come out and look at King Solomon. Look at his crown, the crown his mother placed on him on his wedding day, his day of joyful delight.
Look at you. You are beautiful, my true love. Look at you. You are so beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are like doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats moving down Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep about to be sheared. Sheep that come up from the washing. All of them bear twins, and not one has lost its young. Your lips are like scarlet thread. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like slices of pomegranate. Your neck is like David's beautifully designed tower. 1,000 round shields belonging to soldiers are hung on it. Your breasts are like two fawns, like twin gazelles grazing among the lilies. When the day brings a cool breeze and the shadows flee, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and the hill of incense. You are beautiful in every way, my true love. There is no blemish on you. You will come with me from Lebanon as my bride. You will travel with me from the peak of Mount Amana, from the mountain peaks in Senir and Hermon, from the lairs of lions, from the mountains of leopards. My bride, my sister, you have charmed me. You have charmed me with a single glance from your eyes, with a single strand of your necklace. How beautiful are your expressions of love, my bride, my sister. How much better are your expressions of love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips drip honey, my bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue. The fragrance of your clothing is like the fragrance of Lebanon. My bride, my sister, is a garden that is locked. A garden that is locked. A spring that is sealed. You are paradise that produces pomegranates and the best fruits, henna flowers and nard and saffron, calamus, cinnamon, and all kinds of incense, myrrh, aloes, and all the best spices. You are a spring for gardens, a well of living water flowing from Lebanon.
Awake, north wind. Come, south wind, blow on my garden. Let its spices flow from it. Let my beloved come to his garden and let him eat his own precious fruit.
Second Corinthians 8:16 through 24. I thank God for making Titus as dedicated to you as I am. He accepted my request and eagerly went to visit you by his own free will. With him we have sent our Christian brother, whom all the churches praise for the way he tells the good news. More than that, the churches elected him to travel with us and bring this gift of God's kindness. We are administering it in a way that brings glory to the Lord and shows that we are doing it willingly. We don't want anyone to find fault with the way we are administering this generous gift. We intend to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of people. We have also sent with them our Christian brother, whom we have often tested in many ways and found to be a dedicated worker. We find that he is much more dedicated now than ever because he has so much confidence in you. If any questions are raised, remember that Titus is my partner and co-worker to help you. The other men are representatives of the churches and bring glory to Christ. So give these men a demonstration of your love. Show their congregations that we were right to be proud of you. Psalm 50, a psalm by Asaph. The Lord, the only true God, has spoken. He has summoned the earth from where the sun rises to where it sets. God shines from Zion, the perfection of beauty. Our God will come and will not remain silent. A devouring fire is in front of him and a raging storm around him. He summons heaven and earth to judge his people. Gather around me, my godly people, who have made a pledge to me through sacrifices. The heavens announce his righteousness because God is the judge. Selah. Listen, my people, and I will speak. Listen, Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I am not criticizing you for your sacrifices or burnt offerings, which are always in front of me. But I will not accept another young bull from your household or a single male goat from your pens. Every creature in the forest, even the cattle on 1,000 hills, is mine. I know every bird in the mountains. Everything that moves in the fields is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, because the world and all that it contains are mine. Do I eat the meat of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Bring your thanks to God as a sacrifice and keep your vows to the Most High. Call on me in times of trouble. I will rescue you and you will honor me. But God says to wicked people, how dare you quote my decrees and mouth my promises? You hate discipline. You toss my words behind you. When you see a thief, you want to make friends with him. You keep company with people who commit adultery. You let your mouth say anything evil. Your tongue plans deceit. You sit and talk against your own brother. You slander your own mother's son. When you did these things, I remained silent. That made you think I was like you. I will argue my point with you and lay it all out for you to see. Consider this, you people who forget God. Otherwise, I will tear you to pieces, and there will be no one left to rescue you. Whoever offers thanks as a sacrifice honors me. I will let everyone who continues in my way see the salvation that comes from God. Proverbs 22, 22 and 23. Do not rob the poor because they are poor, or trample on the rights of an oppressed person at the city gates, because the Lord will plead their case and will take the lives of those who rob them. Father, thank you. Thank you for the scriptures, and thank you for bringing us through the territory that we've come through. The wisdom literature in Job and Ecclesiastes, and thank you for bringing us into the Song of Songs. And may we drink deeply from it, both in what it is saying literally and also in considering how passionate you are toward your children. But even as we view that and see once again an example of how deeply you love us, may we reflect upon whether or not we feel the same way, we act the same way. If we are contemplating that you are lovesick over your children, that you are deeply invested and committed, then we need to consider whether our hearts are aimed in the same direction, or if oftentimes we are users, not deeply lovesick with the one that we love, but infatuated with what we might get. Reveal our hearts to us, Lord, that we might change. We pray this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. It's home of the global campfire, so check it out. The Daily Audio Bible app is also available, and it does all everything that the website does. And you can download that from your app store, whichever app store is connected to your device. And so check that out. Check out the different sections, like the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are a plethora of resources in different categories in the shop for the journey that we are on through the Bible in a year. And so definitely check that out. Check out the different sections and just explore a little bit. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, first of all, thank you. Humbly, thank you. We wouldn't be here. There would be no global campfire if we weren't in this together. And so thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, beautiful Dab family. This is Asia calling from the City of Angels, and I'm calling to respond to a prayer request from the mother of Rebecca. As a mother myself, I heard your urgency in your voice. I heard your need, your great need, and I also heard your great faithfulness. So we come alongside of you as your brethren right now, forming a circle around you, a hedge of protection around Rebecca, and lifting her up in prayer to our Father in heaven. Father God, we lift up Rebecca, a 14-year-old girl who is suicidal, who feels worthless, who's been traumatized by molestation, and who has been bullied, Lord God. Father God, we know that you are the God, the decision maker of life and death, and it is not in our hands to take our own life. Lord, please give her supernatural revelation, even at her young age of a 14, to know that you are the author and the finisher of life, and not us ourselves in our own hands, and that she is made in God's image and is a child of the Most High God. She comes from a faithful family of believers, Lord God, and that have taught her the ways of the Lord as you've requested them to. And Father God, so we are lifting her up. We are asking a hedge of protection around her, that you comfort her with your wings, Lord God, that she finds her worth in you and not in the world, Father God. And I just want to remind everyone of the scripture Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So we lift Rebecca up, Lord God, knowing that you are going to save her. And we ask this and pray this in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, this is B. Field Bridget from New York City, and I'm just calling in to share the message that Brian shared today, September 1st, about that Job just wanted to be in the presence of God. All those words that were shared. And everything changed once he was in his presence. And hearing Rebecca's mom's prayer request, I'm just moved. So I'm going to pray. Father, we just ask you, Lord, for Rebecca today. God, we pray that in the midst of these mental facilities that she is in, that your presence would come in. God, that as everyone prays, as these parents pray and fast and intercede, that Lord, your presence would be felt, that you would give her the visitation in her heart that she needs, my God, and that every suicidal spirit, every demon that is pressing in her mind, Lord, every demonic thing that may be tempting her, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just want to ask you for the brother Joe in the UK, God, that as he sits and waits, Lord, that you would give him a release from pain and from the pressure in his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God. I ask you that by your Holy Spirit, Lord, you would meet these two today, Lord, that you would touch them, Lord God, that you would just let them sense you. Your spirit, God, there's nothing like it. We're so changed in it. And thank you, Brian, for that message. It was powerful and amazing. Thank you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for this new day and all the blessings it brings. We ask for your guidance and presence as we go about our daily tasks and responsibilities. Please help us to make the most of it, to use it for your glory. May we be filled with your peace and joy. Please give us the strength and resilience to face whatever challenges may come our way, and help us to be a source of love and support for those around us. May we trust in your goodness and faithfulness. And may we have peace in knowing that you are always with us. We pray for your protection and care for all those in need. Fill us with your grace so that we may be able to be used as instruments of love and care to those around us. We trust in your love, protection, and grace for us all. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love you all dearly. Have a good night.
Hi, family. This is Prisoner of Hope. I am lifting up Paige in Virginia. Lord, her and her family have been going through hardships, and she has the sole custody of her 15 and 2-year-old boys. She's just been struggling, and she's trying to keep her focus on you. I'm asking, Lord, please give her your strength, Lord. Give her love, courage, wisdom, comfort. Give her your hope, Lord, as she feels discouraged, and just peace through everything she's facing. Beloved Cherilyn in Tacoma, Washington, your mother's in a nursing home. I know you've called before, and your alcoholic stepdad's not willing to pay for that and wants to care for her at home, but you know that that just would be a terrible idea. So, Lord, we humbly come before you in intercession for this family. We pray that you would do a miracle in their life. The situation has been so distressing, so please deliver them from their tendencies to worry or be distressed, Lord, but may they receive your peace and a miracle of yours in their life. I am lifting up Delta Alpha Foxtrot. Your mom had a stroke in December, and your sisters and you were taking care of her, but you have some spiritual oppression, and you would like, Lord, he'd like the spirit of sadness and depression put into your hands. Lord, we know that those things come to visit each of us, but we don't need to entertain them. We don't need to let them pitch their tent. So we ask that you would remove these things and replace them with your hope and your love and your joy. Karen in St. Louis, you've been discouraged looking for a job for 8 months. Nothing's transpired. Lord, we beg you, please help her to find a job. It's so discouraging to not be employed, that she would be able to provide for her and if she has a family or anyone else. But Lord, we just ask for your hand of favor to be on her, that you would be Jehovah Jireh, her provider. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.